请我们看彼得后书。
Please turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
我们从第一节念到第二节。
We'll read verses 1 and 2.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神救主耶稣基督之意与我们同的一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter, bondman and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have received the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多地加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord.
我们再从第十六节念起。
We read from verse 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从诡窍捏造的虚话，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we have not made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, following cleverly imagined fables, but having been eyewitnesses of his majesty.
他从父神的尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For he received from God the Father honor and glory, such a voice being uttered to him by the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight.
我们同他在深山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And this voice we heard uttered from heaven, being with him on a holy mountain.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候，这才是好的。
And we have the prophetic word made surer, to which you do well take heed, as to a lamp shining in an obscure place, until the day dawn and the morning star arise in your hearts.
我们再看第三章第十二节第一句。
Chapter 3, verse 12, early part.
切切仰望神的日子来到。
Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
我们在中文圣经里面第十二节说，切切仰望神的日子来到。
In the Chinese translation, it says that we earnestly wait for the day of God.
但是在原文的里面，
But in the original language,
也在许多英文本的里面，
And in many English translations,
我们知道我们中文的圣经呢，只翻了一半。
We know that our Chinese translation has actually translated a half.
我们只翻译那个切切仰望。
We only have translated the earnestly waiting for.
但是把那一个催促漏掉了。
But we have missed the hastening.
所以我们要照着原文，我们再来把它念一次。
So we would like to read it once again according to the original meaning.
切切仰望。并催促神的日子来到。
Waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在新约圣经的里面，
Brothers and sisters, we know that in the New Testament,
有几卷的书特别与这个末后的日子发生关系的。
There are several books that are related to the end day.
比方说提摩太后书
For example, 2 Timothy
希伯来书
Hebrews
彼得后书
2 Peter
犹大书
Jude
和启示录
and Revelation.
那几卷的书是特别与末后的日子有密切的关系。
Those books have specially close relationship to the end days.
我们过去在这样的特会的里面。
In the past, in this series of conferences,
我们曾提到提摩太后书。
We have mentioned Second Timothy.
我们也提过这个希伯来书。
We have also mentioned the book of Hebrews.
那么在主的恩典里面，这一次我们要一同来交通彼得后书。
In the grace of the Lord, this time we'll share together Second Peter.
在这彼得后书的里面，我们那个中心的那个思想就是三章十二节。
The central thought.Of the Second Peter is chapter 3, verse 12.
就是我们要切切地仰望，或者说切切地等候，并且催促神的日子来到。
Which is to earnestly look for or wait for, and also to hasten the coming of the day of God.
我们知道彼得他写了两封的书信。
We know that Peter has written two letters.
有彼得前书，也有彼得后书。
First Peter and Second Peter.
当他写彼得后书的时候
，When he wrote the Second Peter,
他自己告诉我们说
，He told us himself.
他知道他离开这世界的日子到了。
He knew that the day for him to depart is close.
所以他愿意在没有离开这世界的时候
，So he wished that before he leaves the world.
他要尽心竭力地来提醒弟兄们。
That he wants to use diligence to remind brothers.
我们可以说这封信啊，是他临别的那个箴言。
We can say that this is Peter's parting words.
也可以说是他的最后的一个遗嘱。
Or his last will.
他就把他心里面最摸着他的。来交通给亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
He shared to his dear brothers and sisters the thing that touched his heart the most.
我们知道彼得他一生忠心地跟从主。
We know that Peter faithfully followed the Lord throughout his life.
虽然他有失败。
Although sometimes he failed.
但是我们看见他对于我们的主是一直有情的。
But we see thatTowards our Lord, he always had an attachment.
他在神面前特别的托付，就是关乎神的国的事情。
The trust that he got from God, especially, is about the kingdom of God.
所以他在最后这封书信的里面
，So in this last letter,
他还是要弟兄姊妹特别看见神的国。
He wanted to remind brothers and sisters, especially, to see the kingdom of God.
都能丰丰富富地进入神的国。
That they can enter into the kingdom of God richly.
并且也成了一般呢，等候并且催促神的旨意、神的日子来到的人。
That they can be a people that wait for and hasten the coming of the day of God.
我们记得我们的主曾对彼得说。
We remember that our Lord once spoke to Peter.
你回头以后，你要坚固你的弟兄。
When you turn around, you shall strengthen your brothers.
所以他就照着主给他的这个托付。
So according to this trust from the Lord to him,
他要坚固。
He wants to solidify.
坚固他的弟兄。
To solidify his brothers.
这个是彼得写这封书信的那个心意。
And this is the heart of Peter when he wrote this letter.
彼得他给我们看见。
Peter showed us.
他写这封信啊，是写给那一些认识我们的神、救主耶稣基督的义而得义这个。得做一个一样宝贵信心的人。
That he wrote this letter to those who believe in Lord Jesus have obtained this righteousness and also have obtained this precious faith.
如果我们看彼得前书的话，
If we read 1 Peter,
他告诉我们说他是写信给那些分散在本都、加拉太、加布多甲、亚细亚、庇推以寄居的。
The first Peter says that he wrote to the sojourners of the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
就是照着父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所赛的人。
This elected according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by sanctification of the Spirit.Unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道他写信给那一些的人。
So we know that he wrote to these people.
是分散，就是一般犹太的一般信徒，他们分散在各处的地方。
So those are the Jewish believers that has been dispersed in various places.
他们这些人都是被神的先见。所拣选的人
They have been chosen by the foreknowledge of God.
并且也借着圣灵得以圣洁成圣的。
And they are sanctified of the Spirit.
顺服耶稣基督并且蒙他的血所赛的。
And they were obedient to Lord Jesus Christ and they have been sprinkled of his blood.
并且他们都是因着信靠主耶稣的缘故他们得着一样的宝贵信心的人。
And now they have also obtained the same precious faith because they have relied upon Lord Jesus.
我们知道全部的圣经呢都是为着我们的。
We know that the whole Bible is for us.
虽然彼得写书的时候他的对象是那一般的分散在各地信主的那个犹太人。
Although when Peter wrote these letters, his object were those Jewish that have been dispersed to these various places.
但是我们知道这两封的书信也是写给我们的。
But we know that these two letters were written to us.
按照属灵的意义来看
According to spiritual meaning,
我们这一般的人也可以说都是分散在各地做寄居的人。
We are also sojourners that are dispersed to various places.
因为我们的家不在这里。
Because our home is not here.
我们因着信主的缘故，我们在地上就做寄居的，做客旅的。
Because we believe in our Lord, when we are on this earth, we are sojourners and foreigners.
神在创世之前就在基督里拣选了我们。
God has chosen us before the foundation of the earth in Christ.
是圣灵他叫我们成为圣洁。
It's the Holy Spirit that sanctified us.
把我们分别出来来归给神。
He has separated us to God.
并且我们这一般的人不但是信主耶稣的人。
Not only we have believed in Lord Jesus.
并且也是顺服耶稣基督的人。
But we are obedient to him.
我们都是被主的宝血所赛的人。
That we have been sprinkled by the blood of Lord Jesus.
也得着了一样宝贵信心的人。
We have the same precious faith.
所以我们知道这两封的书信是写给我们的。
Therefore we know that these two letters were written to us.
我们在读彼得后书的时候。
When we read 2 Peter.
我们要看见说这一封的书信是写给我们的。
We have to see that this letter is written to us.
每一句话都是向着我们说的。
Every word is spoken to us.
如果我们乘坐这样的心智来读彼得后书的话，
If we have this heart and this attitude when we read 2 Peter,
我相信我们就能从神那里得着他自己的话语。
And I believe that we can get God's own word from him.
彼得写这封书信的时候他知道离开世界的日子近了。
When Peter wrote this letter, he knew that the time for him to depart from the earth was near.
因为主早已告诉他了。
Because the Lord had revealed to him previously.
我们今天在这里恐怕还没有这样的恩典。
And today we hear we probably have not received such grace.
主还没有告诉我们说，我们快要去了。
And Lord has not told us that it's about time for us to leave.
但是有一件事，主是告诉我们的。
But there's one thing the Lord has told us.
虽然他没有告诉我们什么时候去。
Although He has not told us when to exit.
但是他告诉我们说他快要来了。
But he told us that he is coming.
所以我们想到我们的主他再来的日子是那么的近。
So when we think about the day of our Lord's return so near,
我们就应当在神的面前怎样来预备。
So how should we prepare ourselves before God?
叫我们能见主面的时候能欢喜快乐。
So that when we can be joyful and in peace when we see Him.
我们怎样能被主使用在这么后的那一段的时间，我们不但是等候他，并且能催促他早一点回来。
How should we use by God in these days so that in these last days we canNot only wait for him, but we can also hasten his coming.
因为彼得在这里告诉我们说，我们要切切地仰望，就是切切地等候，并且催促神的日子来到。
Because Peter here told us that we have to earnestly look for, await for, and also hasten the coming of the day of God.
神的日子。
The day of God.
这一个名词在全部新约圣经里头只在这里用过一次。
This term is used only once in the New Testament.
我们在圣经新约里头看见有基督的日子。
And in the New Testament we have seen the day of Christ.
主耶稣基督的日子。
The day of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也看见有主的日子。
The day of the Lord.
就是等于旧约的耶和华的日子。
Which is equivalent to the day of Jehovah in the Old Testament.
但是神的日子在新约的里面就是这一次。
But this term, the day of God, is used only once in the New Testament. Here.
我们知道基督的日子，或者说主耶稣基督的日子，耶稣基督的日子。
We know that the term the day of Christ, the day of Jesus Christ, or day of Lord Jesus Christ,
这一个特别与教会发生关系。
That has special meaning to the church.
因为耶稣基督的日子就是指着他第二次再来。
Because the day of Lord Jesus Christ refers to his second coming.
我们都要聚集在那个基督的台前。
That we will all gather together before His throne.
我们所有信主的人像一个结发的家庭一样，我们都要与主相遇。
So all the believers, like a big family, we have to meet the Lord.
所以这个日子乃是我们所盼望看见的日子。
So that day is a day that we hope, we long for, wait for.
我们今天虽然还没有看见他，我们确实爱他。
Today, even we have not seen him, we love him.
我们巴不得有一天我们能亲眼看见他。
We long for the day that we can see him with our own eyes.
这一个就是基督的日子。
And this is the day of Christ.
这是我们得着荣耀的日子。
This is the day that we are also glorified.
但是这也是我们要在基督的台前受审判的时候。
But that's also the day that we shall be judged.Before the throne of Christ.
那么主的日子或者说耶和华的日子。
But the day of the Lord or the day of Jehovah.
这一个特别与世界发生关系。
That term especially has to do with the world.
这一个是指着主再来的时候他要审判这一个世界。
It refers to the day when the Lord comes, he shall judge the world.
他要结束这一个时代。
He shall conclude the age.
但是呢，这个神的日子是指着什么说的呢？
But what does the day of God refer to?
如果我们看第三章这个十二节的上下文的话，
If we look into the context of this chapter 3 verse 12,
我们就看见说神的日子好像是包裹基督的日子和主的日子。
Then we see it seems that the day of God includes the day of Christ and day of the Lord.
这一个是给我们看见从主再来，我们与主相遇。
And this shows us that when the Lord comes, then we meet Him.
一直到这个世界受审判。
And from that time until the world is judged.
带进这个千禧年。
And bringing in the millennium.
并且到了最后，这个旧的天地都要废掉。
And at the end, the old world and old heavens is going to perish.
有新天新地，并且有义聚在其中。
And there is new heavens and a new earth, and therein dwells righteousness.
好像神的日子就包裹那么多。
As the day of God includes all this.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以说是人的日子。
Dear brothers and sisters, we can say today is the day of man.
因为今天人在地上，好像都是任意王位。
Because people today on earth, they do whatever they wish to do.
好像这个日子是属于人的。
As this day belongs to man.
但是我们知道这个人的日子快要过去了。
But we know the day of man is about to finish.
你记得在旧约的时候。
Do you remember?In the Old Testament,
比方说你回到创世纪第六章的时候，
If you go back to Genesis chapter 6,
神对挪亚说，
And the Lord told Noah,
人的日子还有120年了。
The day of man is only 120 years left.
因为人实在是败坏。
Because man is really corrupted.
神虽然忍耐，但是他的审判终必来到。
For all the patience of God,Finally, his judgment shall come.
所以弟兄姊妹，照样我们也知道一件事。
So likewise, brothers and sisters, we know one thing.
我们知道这个人的日子快要结束了。
We know the day of man is about to close.
因为神的日子他马上要来到了。
Because the day of God is just to come.
这是我们所切切仰望的那个日子。
And this is the day that we wait for earnestly.
我们不单是在这里等。
Not only we are waiting.
并且我们还要来催促这个日子快快地来到。
But we shall also hasten for the coming of this day.
如果我们真是爱我们主的话，
If we truly love our Lord.
我们不能好像消极地在那里就是等他回来。
We cannot just wait here passively for him.
我们必须要积极地起来，我们要催促他，让他能早早地回来。
We have to rise up positively to hasten his coming.
这个不但是我们的义务。
And this is not only our duty.
这个是我们极大的权利。
And this is our privilege.
我们想到像我们这一般蒙恩的人。
When we think about us who have been saved.
我们蒙恩到一个什么程度呢？
By grace, to what extent?
我们蒙恩到一个程度，我们能催促神的日子来到。
To the extent that we can hasten the coming of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
当我们处在这个幕后的这一段时间的时候，
When we are in this last days,
我们实在盼望神怜悯我们。
We really hope that God shall give us mercy.
叫我们一面在那里等候，一面在那里催促。
That on the one hand, we wait, on the other hand, we hasten.
我们怎么知道神的国快要来到呢？
How do we know that the kingdom of God is at hand.
我们知道在世界的里面，
We know that in the world,
在这个世人世界上人的思想的里面，
In the thoughts of man,
人都有一种的理想，
Men have an ideal,
盼望有一天这个大同的世界能来到，
Hoping for a day that the unified good world shall come, Utopia shall come.
盼望有一个黄金的时代能临到这个世界。
That a golden age shall come to this earth.
但是我们知道这是人的理想。
But we know this is just an ideal of man.
这个人在那里想，在那里盼望。
And man think and man hope.
这个像空中的楼阁一样。
And this is like just like some
castle in the air.
castle in the air.
永远呢，不会成为事实。
It will never become a reality.
这是人的思想。
And this is the thoughts of man.
但是在神的话语里给我们看见。
But in the word of God we see.
是有神的国快要降临了。
Indeed, there is the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is coming.
当神的国来到的时候，就有义居在其中。
When the kingdom of God comes, there is a righteousness dwelling in it.
彼得他从神那里受的特别的托付，就是关乎这一个神的国。
The special trust that Peter received from God has to do with this kingdom of God.
我们知道彼得乃是一个盼望的使徒。
We know that Peter is an apostle of hope.
他在那里盼望神的国快快地来到。
He was hoping for the coming of the kingdom of God.
他告诉我们说，他在那里说到神的国，并不是在那里捏造的。
He told us that when he talks about the kingdom of God, he was not making it out of fables.
也不是人的那种的理想。
It is not even the ideal of man.
他在那里交通给我们神国的时候是有凭有据的。
When he shared the kingdom of God to us, it is well founded.
第一是根据他自己的经历。
First, it is according to his own experience.
他说我是亲眼见过神的国降临的。
He said, I am an eyewitness of the arrival of the kingdom of God.
当然他这个话就是指着那一天主带着三个门徒到山上变化说的。
Of course, he was referring to the day when the Lord brought three disciples onto this Mount of Transfiguration.
我们的主他来到这个世界。
Our Lord came to this world.
在腓立比第二章告诉我们说。
In the second Philippians, Philippians chapter 2, it tells us,
他虽然与神同等，并不是强夺的。
Although he was equal with God, but he doesn't consider that as something to be grasped.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
神本性所有的丰富都居住在他的里面。
The all fullness of God dwells in him bodily.
但是他倒空了他的自己。
But he has emptied himself.
当然他不能倒空他的神性。
Of course he cannot empty his deity.
因为他永远是神。
Because he is forever God.
但是他倒空了他的无所不知、无所不能、无所不在这些的那个本能。
But he has emptied all these characteristics as omniscient and omnipresence and omnipower.
他倒空了他的尊贵、荣耀、敬拜和一切与神有关系的那一些的尊荣。
He has also emptied his honor, his glory, his power, and all these things having to do with the majesty of God.
他来到这个世界上做一个卑微的人。
He came to this earth as a humble man.
他生在马槽的里面。
He was born in a manger.
他长在拿撒勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
找人看他是一个木匠的儿子。
According to man, he is a son of a carpenter.
他也学了这个木匠职业。
He learned the skill of a carpentry.
当他30岁出来传道的时候。
When he came out to preach at the age of 30.
他告诉我们说他没有枕头的地方。
He told us that he has no place to lay his head.
先知以赛亚说他没有假形美容叫我们炫慕他。
And Prophet Isaiah says he doesn't have a comely appearance for men to admire him.
虽然他到处游行行善。
Although he traveled everywhere to do good things.
传神国的福音。
Preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
把他的父显现启示给世界上的人。
And he reveals his father to the men of the earth.
但是人拒绝他。
But man rejected him.
他一生可以说就是把他自己的荣耀隐藏在他的里面。
All through his life, he has hid his glory within himself.
但是在他一生中就有一次。
But there is once in his life.
当他带着三个门徒上山上去祷告的时候，
when he brought three disciples onto the mountain to pray,
他里面那个荣耀就突破了他这个外面人的身体。
The glory within him broke out of the body of him.
就是那一次就显出他的荣耀来。
That time he expressed his glory.
连摩西和以利亚显现也是显现在他的荣耀的里面。
Even the appearance of Moses Elijah, they appeared in his glory.
这一个是什么荣耀呢？
What kind of glory is this?
那么在四福音里头有三个福音书提到这件事。
In the gospel books, three out of the four mention this matter.
马太第十七章就提出这件事。
Matthew 17 mentioned this.
但是在十六章的末了就说了一句话。
At the end of chapter 16, a word was given.
他说，在你们中间有人还没有看见死，就要看见神的荣耀显现。神国的荣耀显现。
Among you, before he dies, he shall see the appearance of the glory of the kingdom of God.
马可第九章第一节也是说，你们要看见神的国大有能力的来到。
In Mark chapter 9, he also says that you shall see the kingdom of God arriving mightily.
路加第九章也说，这个就是神的国。
And Luke chapter 9, it also says,that this is the kingdom of God.
所以这个登山变化那一幕的形象乃是神的国的预示 preview.
So the scene on the Mount of Transfiguration is a preview of the kingdom of God.
因为我们人受时间的限制。
Because men are constrained by time.
但神不受时间的限制。
But God is not restricted by time.
所以就着神来说，神国已经在那里了。
So according to God, the kingdom of God is already there.
所以在这里，神就把这个神国的荣耀，把它预先的来给三个门徒看一下。
So here God pre-showed the glory of the kingdom of God to these three disciples beforehand.
这个登山变化就是神的国的降临。
So the scene at the Mount of Transfiguration is the advent or the arrival of the kingdom of God.
那么摩西和以利亚他们显现与主耶稣在那里谈话。
Now Moses and Elijah, they also appeared at sharing with the Lord Jesus.
他们谈什么呢？
And what did they talk about?
他们就谈到主耶稣出世的事。
It talks about the exit of Lord Jesus.
我们知道主道成肉身入了这个世界。
We know that Lord Jesus came to this earth, word becoming flesh.
现在他们在那里谈到他怎样要离开这个世界。
Now they are talking about how Lord Jesus shall exit from this earth.
就说我们的主在地上那三十多年的生活。
According to the more than 30 years of life of Lord Jesus on this earth,
他可以就在山上就回到天上去。
He could have exited from Mount Figuration to the heavens.
但是如果这样的话，那么天上一直到今天还只有一个人。
But if that's the case, then in heaven, until today, there shall be only one man.
一直到永远也只有一个人。
And there shall be only one man even to eternity.
但是感谢神，当我们的主与摩西和利亚谈到他出世的时候，
But we thank God when our Lord Jesus, when he was sharing with Moses and Elijah about his exit,
他这个出世不是从那个变化山上出世。
He's not talking about the exit from Mount of Transfiguration.
他要在加略的山上来出世。
He would exit on Calvary.
他要为我们死在十字架上。
And he shall die for us on the cross.
这样完成了这个救赎的工作，他才要出这个世界。
Then he shall finish his work of redemption, then he shall exit.
神的国是根据主的出世。
The kingdom of God is according to the exit of Lord Jesus.
不但根据他的入世，更是根据他的出世。
Not only according to his coming to this earth, but also according to his exit from the world.
因为他从加这个哥哥他的十字架出世。
And according to his exit through the cross on Calvary.
所以在这个根基的上面，神的国就要显现。
So the kingdom of God appear on this foundation.
在那个国度的荣耀的里面。
In the glory of the kingdom.
我们看见说，神在那里说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
And there God says, "This is my beloved son. In him I find delight."
你们要听他。
You shall listen to him.
什么是神的国呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国就是不见一人，只见耶稣。
Kingdom of God is seeing nobody but only Jesus.
神的国就是不听见摩西的声音，也不听见以利亚的声音。
The kingdom of God is not hearing the voice of Moses or Elijah.
也听不见彼得的声音。
It's not hearing the voice of Peter.
我们都听他。
Now we hear him.
这一个是神国的性质。
And this is the essence of the kingdom of God.
这一个是主耶稣的荣耀。
And this is the glory of Lord Jesus.
所以彼得说，我们在山上，我们亲眼看见，也亲耳听见。
So Peter says, we on that mountain, we have seen and we have heard.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是彼得他个人的经历。
This is Peter's personal experience.
但是他说，除了我个人的经历之外，
But Peter said, aside from my personal witness,
我们还有啊，这个先知啊，更确实的预言。
There is also the surer word from the prophets.
如同明灯啊，在暗处。
As the bright light shining in an obscure place.
这里彼得他有个人的经历。
Now here Peter talked about his personal experience.
但是他也给我们看见说，个人的经历还不够，还要加上这个圣经的话语。
So Peter here shows us that only personal experience is not enough. There has to be the word from the Bible.
一面是经历。
On the one hand, experience.
一面是真理。
On the other hand, truth.
一面是彼得亲眼看见，亲耳听见。
On the one hand is Peter seeing with his own eyes and hearing with his own ears.
另外一面是先知更准确的预言的话。
On the other hand is the prophetic word made surer.
所以我们对于神国的显现。
So we, when we see this appearance of the kingdom of God,
又是根据这两方面。
And it is according to these two aspects.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄已经提了一点。
Last night our brother has mentioned some.
他说圣经里头，这个四分之一是预言。
And he mentioned that about a quarter of the Bible refers to prophecy.
并且大部分的预言都已经应验了，只有二十个大的预言，主要的这个预言的事，他在那里等候应验。
And a majority of the prophecy have already.Been fulfilled, and only about 20 which are yet to be fulfilled.
所以我们知道预言的话是非常的准确的。
We know that the word of prophecy is very accurate.
因为都是神的灵感动了一般圣洁的人说出神的话语来。
Because that is the Holy Spirit moving in the heart of the holy man, and then they express the word of God.
在圣经的预言里头，他给我们看见神的国。
In the prophecy of the Bible, it shows us that the kingdom of God is about to come.
许多的事情都告诉我们说，那个日子近了。
And many things testify that that day is near.
彼得告诉我们说，你们要在这个预言的这个话语上，你们要留意。
Peter tells us that to the word of prophecy, we shall take heed.
我们有没有在这个圣经的这个预言的话上留意呢？
Have we paid attention or take heed to the word of prophecy in the Bible?
我们这个留意啊，是指着什么说的呢？
Now what are we talking about when we say take heed?
是不是光指着我们在那里研究圣经的预言？
Is this only to say that we study, we analyze the prophecy in the Bible.
然后我们就找出许多快要临到世界的事情。
And then we go out to look for things that are about to happen to this earth.
那么我们把这些的事情都把它排列起来。
Now we arrange these things in array.
然后我们就在那里看看哪一件事情在世界上发生是应验这个圣经里头哪一个预言。
And then we see whatever happened on the earth, and then we try to match it with a particular prophecy in the Bible.
那么这样做到了一个时候，我们知道好快了。
And then when we check one against the other, then to a certain point we say, ah, it's about time.
是不是这一个这样的留意就够了呢？
Now is that what we are talking about when we say pay heed?
我们知道今天有许多这个读这个预言的人。
Today there are people who study prophecy.
我记得我初初信主的时候。
I remember when I first believed the Lord.
我对预言呢特别有兴趣。
I was particularly interested in prophecy.
我想年轻的人对预言都是很有兴趣的。
And I believe young people are all very interested in prophecy.
我们要知道将来如何。
And we want to know what's going to happen in the future.
所以我花很多的功夫来读预言。
So I spend a lot of time to study the prophecy.
我以为说我把预言呢读到一个地步可以把它排成一个系统了。
And I thought that when I read the prophecy to a certain extent, I can put them all together in a line.
但是我有没有等候主的心呢？
But do I have a heart to wait for the Lord?
许多人对预言读得很精通，但是他没有在那里等候，也没有在那里催促主的回来。
Many people have become expert in the prophecy words, but they are not waiting for and they are not hastening the comingOf the Lord, day of the Lord, the God.
那么这个是不是就是彼得所说的那个留意呢？
Now, is this what Peter called taking heed?
他说你们要留意这个预言。
And Peter said you have to take heed regarding the prophecy.
只等到天发亮，神星在你们心中出现的时候，这才是好的。
Until day dawn.And morning star arise in your hearts.
我们知道神星呢，就是太阳啊还没有出来之前。
We know that the morning star, it happens before the sun rises.
我们呢，如果你晚上睡不着觉的话
，if you could not sleep at night,
你很早就醒的话
，and if you wake up real early,
那么太阳还没有出来，你就能看见天上有颗很亮的星。这个叫做神星。
Before the sun rises, you'll be able to see a very bright star in the sky. That's the morning star.
喜欢睡晚觉的人永远看不见这个神星。
Those who sleep late and get up late, you'll never be able to see this morning star.
所以他在这里说，你们要在预言上留意。
So here he says, on the prophecy word, prophetic words, you have to take heed.
直到神星出现。
Until the morning star arises.
这个神星指着什么说的呢？
And what does this morning star refer to?
我们如果看启示录二十二章的话，你看见是主耶稣是那个明亮的神星。
Now if we read Revelation chapter 22, we know that Lord Jesus is that bright morning star.
他不但是公义的日头，他也是早晨的神星。
Not only he is the righteousness of the sun, he also is the bright morning star.
一般的人，他只看见主耶稣是公义的日头。
And people can only see that Lord Jesus is that sun of righteousness. Refer to the morning star that appeared to you on the outside.
我们知道有一天
We know that one day,
那些精心等候主的人，他们要看见神星。
Those who wait for the Lord diligently, they shall see that morning star.
他们要被提到主那里去。
They shall be raptured to the Lord.
其他的人还在睡觉。
When all others are still sleeping,
他们没有看见主已经来了。
And they would not see that the Lord has come.
他来像贼一样。
Because he shall come as a thief.
一下子就去了。
And swiftly he's gone.
只有那一番精心的人能看见他。
Only those who keep themselves awake can see him.
但是在这里他不是指着这个。
But here, morning star does not refer to that.
他是指着这个神星要在你们心里出现。
He says the morning star shall arise in your hearts.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要读预言的话，读到神星呢，在我们心里出现。
We shall read the prophetic words until the morning star arises in our hearts.
换一句话说
In another word,
你要读预言的话，读到一个地步，预言的灵给你摸索了。
You have to read the prophetic words to an extent that the spirit of the prophecy you touch.
启示录十九章第十节说，预言的灵是基督耶稣的见证。
And Revelation chapter 19, it says the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
所以当你摸着预言灵的时候，基督在你里面就显现。
So when you touch the spirit of prophecy, then the testimony of Jesus arises in you.
你不光是看见哪一件事，哪一件事快要来到。
Not only you see this and that shall come.
你是看见在那些事情的背后，这位主在你里面吸引了你。
But you see that behind all these matters, that Lord behind these matters has attached to you, has attracted you inside.
神星是非常美丽的。
Morning star is extremely beautiful.
如果你看见过神星的话，你知道它的光是那么的洁白。
When you have seen the morning star, you know that the light of that star is so pure.
所以我们读预言的时候，要读到一个地步，主的美丽吸引了我们的心。
So we shall read the prophetic words to an extent that the beauty of our Lord shall attract our heart.
叫我们不能不呼喊说，主啊，快来吧。
So we cry out, Lord, come.
我们在这里等候你。
We are waiting for you, Lord.
主，我们要你快快地回来。
Lord, we want you to come soon.
无论怎样。
No matter what,
任何的代价，
whatever price,
都不能与这个相比，
cannot be compared with this.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们念预言要里面产生一个渴慕见主的心。
When we read these prophetic words, there shall be a longing in our heart to see our Lord.
这一个才是好的。
And that is good.
所以感谢赞美主。
So we thank and praise our Lord.
我们知道主的国，神的国快要来到。
We know that the kingdom of God is at hand.
不但有彼得个人的见证，
Not only there was Peter's own testimony,
并且有圣经预言的话，
But there was the prophetic word made surer.
许多真实读预言人爱主的人，
And those who really read, study the prophetic words and also love the Lord,
神星已经在他们心里出现。
The morning star has already arisen
in their heart.
Therefore, they know that the day of the Lord's coming is very near. These are sure words.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们处在这样的一个时候,
when we are in this time and age,
这是一个最严重的时候。
And this is a most critical time.
这是一个最有盼望的时候。
And this is the time we need hope.
这一个时候也是我们的神在我们身上托付最重的时候。
This is also the time that our God has given us the heaviest trust.
因为他是盼望我们做一般切切等候他，并且能催促他回来的人。
Because he wants us to be a people that earnestly wait for him and hasten his coming.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是这样的人？
Brothers and sisters, are we such people?
让我们来看一看主第一次来的时候的光景。
Let's see the condition in which our Lord came for the first time.
在加拉太第四章第四节告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 4,
他说日期满足的时候，
when the day was full, when time was full,
神就差遣他的儿子，被女人所生。
God sent his son, born of a woman,
生在律法的底下，
under the law,
好把我们这一般的人从律法的咒诅里头拯救出来，
so that he can save us from the curse of law,
并且能得着儿子的名分，
so that we can obtain sonship.
在那里说日子日期满足的时候，
and there it says when the time is full, in the fullness of time.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers sisters,
你去看看主第一次来到世界的时候，
and when you see when the Lord came for the first time,
圣经说这是日期满足的时候。
And the Bible says that was the fullness of time.
但是这个满足啊，照人来看是不是满足呢？
But that fullness of time, is that satisfied for man?
四百年之久，神对他的子民不说话。
For 400 years, God did not say a word to his people.
最后一个先知是马勒基。
The last prophet was Malachi.
从他神用他说话之后，四百年之久，神对他的选民一句话都没有。
After God spoke through Malachi, he did not speak anything to his elect for 400 years.
这样的日子比以利做士师的时候的日子更惨。
That day is more miserable than the day when Eli was the judge.
因为以利做士师的时候，圣经说神的话稀少，神也很少出现。
Because the Bible says that when Eli was the judge, and God's word was rare, and God's appearance was rare.
但是在这个时候，神简直不说话。
But at this time, God did not speak.
他也不显现。
He did not appear.
你想，这一个是给我们看见神的百姓啊，是在最堕落的时候。
Because that was the time when God's people was the most corrupt.
神不能对他们说话。
God was not able to speak to them.
一句话都不能说。
Not any word.
神也不能向他们显现。
God could not appear to them.
在那个时候。
At that time.
谁是在犹太国的宝座上呢？
Who was sitting on the throne of Jude?
不是大卫的子孙。
It was not the son of David.
那是希律在那里做王。
But it was Herod who was the king.
希律是个以东人。
Herod was Edomite.
是以色列人的仇敌。
It was the enemy of Israel.
但是他在宝座的上面。
But he was on the throne.
并且他不是他，他是在罗马帝国的底下做王的。
And he was on the throne, but under the Roman Empire.
你看到那个时候宗教的情形怎样呢？
Oh, what about the condition of religion?
虽然他们有圣殿，
although they have the temple,
他们也有祭司，
they have the priest.
但是祭司长是谁呢？
But who was the chief priest?
那一般这个在祭司中掌权的都是撒都盖人。
And all these who have power among the priests, they were the Sadducees.
法利赛人虽然是假冒为善的。
Although the Pharisees were hypocrites.
但是他们还要表面上为善的。
But at least on the appearance, they look good.
但是撒都盖人就不是这样。
But the Sadducees were different.
他们公开的不相信复活的事情。
They openly disbelieve resurrection.
他们也公开的不相信有什么天使的事情。
They openly disbelieve angels.
他们就是像今天在基督教里的那些不信派。Modernist.
They are just like the modernists in the Christianity today.
虽然在基督教里面，但是根本不相信耶稣的。
Even they are in the Christianity, but they do not believe in Jesus.
他不相信耶稣是他儿子。
They do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
他不相信耶稣同城与玛利亚所生的。
They do not believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
他不相信耶稣在十字架上流血能洗我们的罪的。
They do not believe that the blood that Jesus shed on the cross cleanses our sins.
就像当初的撒都盖人一样。
And just like the Sadducees at the time.
那么弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你无论从哪一个角度来看。
No matter from what angle you look at it.
那个日子怎么能说是日期满足了呢？
How could that day be called in the fullness of time?
这个是最黑暗的时候。
That was the darkest of time.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
And the night is deep and the day is near.
所以从神的眼光看来，神说日期满足了。
So from the view of God, he says, the fullness of time.
现在是最黑暗。
And this is the darkest time.
现在要开始不走了。
But the day is starting.
但是在那个黑夜最深的时候。
But in the darkest of night.
白昼还没有来到的时候。
And before the day breaks.
在神的选民中有极少数的。
Among the God's elect, there were a very few.
这些的人 乃是在那里切切的仰望，并且催促神的日子来到。
These people earnestly waited for and hastened the day of God.
我们如果看马太、路加福音的话
，If we read the Gospel of Matthew or Luke,
no, 路加福音
，Luke.
我们如果看路加福音第一章第二节的话
，If we
第二章的话
，If we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter
2:1-2, 我们在看见在那里有几个人
，We see a few people there.
在那里有撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
There was Zachariah and Elizabeth.
他们都是亚伦的后裔。
They were descendants of Aaron.
撒加利亚乃是一个祭司。
Zachariah was a priest.
但是我们方才已经说过了，那个祭司的那个系统里头，那个掌权的都是撒都盖人。
But we know that in the priest system, those in power were Sadducees.
但是在这里有一个祭司。
But here is a priest.
他夫妇两个都是这个在神的面前都是义人。
He and his wife are both righteous before the eyes of God.
遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
And they are obedient to all the commandment of God, and they are blameless.
这是在许多的祭司中啊，难得能找到这样的一个人。
And this is a very rare one among many priests.
并且难得找到这一对的夫妇这样的敬虔在神的面前。
And this is a rare couple so godly before God.
但是他们没有孩子。
But they have no child.
弟兄姊妹，就着旧约的眼光。
Brothers and sisters, in the eyes of the Old Testament.
如果一个人是敬畏神的。
If a man is fearful to God.
并且遵行神的诫命。
And obedient to the commandment of God.
那根据旧约的话。
Now according to the Old Testament.
这一个人一定是子孙众多的。
And he shall have a multiplicity of children.
因为这一个是神的祝福。
Because that's the blessing of God.
生命记28章里头。
And Deuteronomy chapter 28.
告诉我们说。
It tells us.
第一。第四节
Verse 4
你身所生的地所产的牲畜所下的以及牛犊羊羔都必蒙福
Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 4 Blessed shall be the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle the offsprings of the kine and the increase of the sheep
诗篇128篇
Psalm 128
凡敬畏耶和华遵行他道的人便为有福
Blessed is everyone that feared Jehovah and walked in his way
第三节
Verse 3
你妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树你儿女围绕你的柱子好像橄榄才子、okay.
The wife shall be as a thy wife shall be a fruitful vine in the inner part of thy house thy children likeOlive plants round about thy table.
看哪、敬畏耶和华的人必要这样蒙福。
Behold, thus shall the man be blessed that feared Jehovah.
所以按着旧约神的应许。
So according to the promise of God in the Old Testament.
这一对的夫妇啊，应当子孙众多。
This couple shall have many children.
因为他们敬畏耶和华，并且遵行他一切的诫命。
Because they feared Jehovah and also obedient to all the commandments.
但是他们没有孩子。
But they did not have any child.
可以说在人的面前他们蒙了很大的羞辱。
So they, you can say that before men, they have shame.
人以为说你们外面好像很规矩恐怕里面有罪恶。
Men would guess that although outside, outward, you look pious, but probably inside of you, there was sin.
所以你们是被咒诅的，不是被神祝福的。
Therefore, you are cursed. You're not blessed by God.
他们一定为这件事情多方的祷告。
They must have prayed hard for this.
但是神不听。
But God did not listen.
好像神不照着他的应许应验在他们身上。
As God did not fulfill his promise on them.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这一对夫妇并不因着主而跌倒。
But this couple did not stumble before the Lord.
并不是因为主没有照他所应许的来成就，他们就跌倒了。
They did not stumble because the Lord has not do according what He promised.
他们不但没有跌倒，
not only they did not stumble,
并且他们更是放弃了他们自己。
But they abandoned themselves.
他们专心地为着神来活。
They wholeheartedly live for God.
他们不再为自己儿女祷告。
They no longer pray for their own children.
为着他们自己的名誉来祷告。
Pray for their own reputation.
他们只专心为着弥赛亚来到来祷告。
They have only one heart.To pray for the arrival of Messiah.
为着神的利益来祷告。
Pray for the benefit of God.
所以当他们这样的时候，
So in this way,
你知道天使向撒迦利亚显现。
An angel appeared to Zechariah.
说你的祷告得到应允了。
He said, your prayer is answered.
你要生个儿子。
You shall have a son.
他要做那位至圣者的先锋。
He shall be a vanguard of that most holy.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在这里你看见有一对的夫妇。
Here you see a couple.
他们主认为他们。
Here the Lord thinks they
够得上，可以不用平常的方法来对待他们。
The Lord thinks them to be worthy of being treated, not according to the ordinary way.
对于平常的人说，如果你敬畏神，神一定要祝福你儿女众多。
Ordinarily, if you fear God, then God for sure will bless you with many children.
但是神认为他们已经到了一个地步，神可以特别地带领他们。
But God considered them to have reached a certain level that God has a special leading on them.
能带他们进到神自己的心意里面去。
That God can bring them into His own heart.
脱离了自己而进到神的心意里面去。
That they can cast away their own self and enter into the heart of God.
神能用他们来带进他的基督。
That God can use them to bring in His Christ.
所以这一对夫妇是等候并且催促主第一次来的人。
So this couple are those who wait for and hasten the first coming of the Lord.
还有一对夫妇。
Another couple.
就是玛利亚和约瑟。
Is Mary and Joseph.
在那里你看见他们虽然是大卫的后裔。
Although they are the descendants of David,
但是在那个时候，他们不但不在耶路撒冷，在宝座上。
Not only they were not on the throne in Jerusalem,
他们反而是寄居在一个拿撒勒这个不毛之地。
They were sojourners in Nazareth, this uncultivated place.
人说拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗？
And people will say nothing good come out of Nazareth.
但是在这里有一个童女。
But here is a virgin.
他的心向着神是单纯的。
Her heart toward God is single.
所以神在千万的妇女中，他就看见了，在这里有一个童女。
So out of thousands of women, God has found this virgin.
神可以让他的儿子借着他的胎而降生到这个世界上来。
That God can let His own Son to come to this earth.Through her womb.
虽然她是人所不知道的，
although she was one that nobody knew,
但神知道她。
But God knew her.
她是一个蒙大恩的女子。
She was greatly blessed woman.
天使向她请安。
And the angel will greet her.
因为主与她同在。
Because the Lord was with her.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
有主的同在。
With Lord's presence.
第一。宝座更尊贵。
It's more honored than the throne.
她是一个蒙大恩的女子。
She is a woman greatly blessed.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是蒙恩的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all blessed. We are all graced.
凭着我们自己，我们没有什么能给主称许的。
According to ourselves, there's nothing that we can show to our Lord and be praised by him.
但是如果我们的心能向着神的话，
But if our hearts can be toward God,
他的恩典要临到我们身上。
His grace shall come upon us.
所以天使告诉他说，你要怀孕生子。
So the angel told her that you shall conceive and bear a child, a son.
玛利亚她是一个有思想的人。
Mary was a person with thought.
我们看见她听见什么，常常藏在心里，反复思想。
We see that Mary was one that whatever she heard, she would put in her heart and think about it repeatedly.
她是一个有心的人。
And she is a very thoughtful person.
所以她说，我还没有出嫁，怎么能有这样的事情呢？
She said, I have not been married. How could this happen?
天使说神的灵要覆庇你。
And the angel said, the spirit of God shall cover you.
所以你所生的是一个圣者。
So the Holy One that shall come out of you.
玛利亚就说，我是主的使女，愿意你的话应验在我身上。
So Mary said, I am your maid servant. May the word of you fulfill in me.
如果我们知道他的处境，
If we know her condition,
照说人来看，
according to man,
如果一个童女没有出嫁就生孩子的话，
if,
怀孕的话，
if a virgin that is pregnant before she was married,
她一定是犯了罪了。
She must have committed sin.
根据旧约，
according to the Old Testament law,
她最亲的人要先用石头丢她。
And her closest relative shall throw the stone to her first.
他们要用石头把她打死。
And they shall kill her by stones.
不但她的名誉，连她的生命都是危险。
Now, not only her reputation, but her life would be in danger.
但是玛利亚她不顾惜她自己。
But Mary did not spare herself.
她愿意放下自己。
She was willing to lay herself down.
愿意神的旨意成就。
That the will of God can accomplish.
任何的代价都可以出。
Whatever price she would pay.
因为她的心是向着神。
Because her heart is toward God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个等候催促主来的人。
This is one that wait for and hasten the coming of the Lord.
但是我们常常又是忘记了。
But oftentimes we forgot Joseph.
约瑟是一个义人。
Joseph was a righteous man.
也是一个等候主的人。
He was also one waiting for the Lord.
当他听见这样消息的时候，
When he heard this news,
他知道，
He knew,
照着律法他要把玛利亚打死。
According to the law, he was the one who should stone Mary to death.
并因为他是他的未婚夫。
Because she was to be married to him.
但是呢，他不愿意明明地羞辱他。
But he was not willing to put Mary to shame.
他有一个慈爱的心。
He had a heart of compassion.
所以他在那里想要暗暗地把她休了。
So he was thinking to put her aside silently.
但是在梦中主他向他显现。
But the Lord appeared to him in a dream.
告诉他说这是神的作为。
Telling him that this is God's word.
我们看见约瑟他绝对的顺服。
We see that Joseph then obeyed God totally.
他放弃他自己的利益。
He gave up his own profit.
他保护玛利亚。
He protected Mary.
只等到这个头生的耶稣生出来。
Until this firstborn Jesus was born.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
约瑟也是一个等候催促主来的人。
Joseph was also one who await and hasten the coming of the Lord.
如果没有约瑟的话，主耶稣没有办法来。
Without Joseph, our Lord Jesus would not be able to come.
我们看见还有两个人。
There are two others.
一个是西面。
One is Simeon.
还有一个是亚拿。
The other is Anna.
他们两个都是敬畏主的人。
These two were also fear to God.
西面活在主的面前。
Simeon lived before the Lord.
你看见他与主亲近到一个什么地步呢？
He was so close to the Lord.
他得着启示。
He got this revelation.
生命的启示。
The revelation from the Holy Spirit.
知道他没有死之前，他要看见以色列的安慰者来到。
He knows that before his death, he shall see this comforter of Israel arriving.
因为他是在那里祷告。
Because he was praying.
是在那里等候。
He was waiting.
所以圣灵就启示给他。
So the Holy Spirit revealed to him.
不但是这样。
Not only that.
你看见到我们的主。到父母把他到圣殿里，因为是头生的，要献给神的时候。
When the Lord's parents brought him to the temple to offer to God，
就在那个时候。
At that moment，
西缅被圣灵感动，进到圣殿里头去。
Simeon was moved by the Holy Spirit and entered into the temple。
他看见这个孩子，把他抱过来。
He saw this baby and held him。
他说神啊
，Said God，
我看见了以色列的安慰者。
I have seen this comfort of Israel.
现在你可以让你的仆人安然去世。
Now you can let your servant depart.
他在地上没有其他的指望。
On this earth, he had no other hope.
他就是指望安慰者快快的来到。
He only hoped that this comfort of Israel shall come quickly.
他见到了那个安慰者，他说我可以去了。
When he saw this comforter, he said, I can leave.
我的工作完了。
My work is done.
他是一个催从主来的人。
He is the one hasten the coming of the Lord.
女先知亚拿也是一样。
Anna the same.
虽然那个时候主四百年没有对以色列人说话。
Although the Lord for 400 years did not speak to Israel.
但是这并不是说在那个时候没有先知。
But it didn't mean that at that time there were no prophets.
你看亚拿就是一个女先知。
Anna was the prophetess.
但是我在那里想。
But I was thinking.
那么为什么有先知而神不说话呢？
How come there were prophets but there were no word of God?
那么这些先知在那里说什么话呢？
But what did the prophets say at that time?
我想可能这些先知没有新鲜的话说。
Maybe these prophets did not have fresh words to say.
他们只能说这个神已经说过的话。
They could only say the word that God already said before.
并且我们在这里看见，也不是对整个的以色列人说话。
And here we see that it was not spoken to the whole Israel.
只对那一般很少数等候以色列安慰者来到的人说。
But it was only spoken to the very few that were waiting for the comfort of Israel to arrive.
她把她一生献给主。
She offered her whole life to the Lord.
她尽是祷告。
She fast and pray.
不离开神的殿。
And not leaving the temple of God.
她是为主而活。
She lived for the Lord.
这是一个催促主回来的人。
And this is a one that hastened the coming of the Lord.
不但这样。
Not only that.
我们看见在伯利恒的野地有一帮牧羊的人。
We also see a group of shepherds in the field outside of Bethlehem.
这一帮牧羊的人不是普通的牧羊人。
And these shepherds were not ordinary shepherds.
他们是牧羊那一些预备献祭的羊群。
They were shepherding these lambs, the flock that were to be used as sacrifices.
所以他们的心是向着神的。
So their hearts were toward the Lord.
那么神就借着天使把这个喜讯报给他们听。
So God through the angels told them the good news.
为什么报给他们听呢？
Why only to them?
表明他们是一般在那里等候的人。
Because they are a group of people who are waiting.
他们在那里说，我们在那里看这些献祭的女羊。
And they say that we are tending the sheep that are for the sacrifice.
千千万万的羊。
And the thousands and thousands of sheep
都要被献祭。
Shall be offered as sacrifice.
什么时候神的羔羊会来到呢？
But when shall the Lamb of God arrive?
这是他们的祷告。
This is their prayers.
所以天使告诉他们。
So the angel tells them.
现在大喜的消息到了。
This is a great news of joy has arrived.
因为在大卫的城里生了一个人。
Because there was one born in the city of David.
他是大卫的子孙。
And he is a descendant of David.
哦，他们听见了这个消息。
When they heard this news.
就去观看。 They went to see. 他们高声地赞美神。
They praise God.
这一般的人乃是等候催促主来的人。
These were also the people that wait for and hasten the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天也可以说是黑夜最深的时候。
Today we are at a time when the night is the darkest.
你无论从哪一方面去看。
No matter what angle you're looking at.
我们看见都是黑暗。
We see darkness.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神在那里寻找一般的人。
God is looking for a group of people.
他们在那里进行。
They are awake.
他们在那里祷告。
They are praying.
他们在那里等候。
They are waiting.
他们在那里仰望。
They are looking.
他们在那里催促。
They are hastening.
说主啊。
Said Lord.
快来。
Come quickly.
快来吧。
Come quickly.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个不是我们口里讲的事情。
This is something that we say with our mouth.
是我们这个人是在那里催促主的回来。
It is us as a person that we hasten the coming of the Lord.
当主看见有一般的人。
When the Lord sees a people.
倾心向着他。
They have pure heart toward him.
不顾一切。
And regardless of price.
不计算代价。
Not counting price.
忠心地跟从他。
Faithfully following him,
一直在那里呼喊
and crying always,
仰望
looking,
要他回来
asking him to come back.
他们的心一直向着他
their hearts are toward him always.
主说
the Lord says,
我不能不来
I cannot but come.
这一般的人
this people
是催促主回来的人
are people that hasten the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。我们在神面前祷告。
Brothers and sisters, you're praying here.
就是在这最黑暗的时候。
In the darkest time.
我们不因着主而跌倒。
Now we do not stumble because of our Lord.
我们能放弃我们自己一切的利益。
Now we can give up our own interest.
我们放下我们雄心大志。
We can't give up our ambitions.
我们在这里就是为着主而活。
Now we live because of the Lord.
世界上人看不见我们。
People on the earth shall not see us.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
神知道我们的心。
God knows our heart.
是迫切地要他回来。
Now we fervently want him to come.
要看见神的日子来到。
We want to see.The arrival of the day of God.
我们觉得人的日子已经够了。
We see that the man's day is enough.
我们盼望神的日子快来。
We want God's day to arrive.
我们的祷告是这样。
This is our prayer.
我们的生活也是这样。
This is our life.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
我相信主把我们聚集在一起，就是为着这个缘故。
I think God, the Lord, gather us together for this very purpose.
我们可以忘记所有讲的道。
We can forget all the preaching.
只要我们的心被主所夺。
As long as our hearts can be obtained by Him,
愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的神，我们赞美你。
Oh God, we praise you.
因为这千万人中，你拣选了我们。
Because out of the thousands, you have chosen us.
你拯救了我们。
You saved us.
你不但拯救我们，你也要把你的心向我们打开。
Not only you have saved us, you also opened your own heart to us.
你是何等的迫切要回来。
How fervently you want to come.
我们的神啊， 你让我们做一班真正等候催促你回来的。
Our God, make us a people who truly wait for and hasten your return.
我们愿意为着你的国来活。
We are willing to live because of your kingdom.
我们愿意为着你而活。
We are willing to live for you.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.